Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome into a Wednesday.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Edition of Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey.
You guys ready for winter to be over?
Winter's not even here.
Boy, it has been for the last week, it feels like. Look at Mac. He's got his lumberjacket on right over there.
Hey,
lumberjack jacket. Yeah, I do like it a lot.
Very
yeah.
comfy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sexy. Yeah, because you wake up in the morning and you just get whipped in the face with water and wind.
Uh-huh. It was awful,
it's
man.
Awful. Last night, too, taking the dogs out. I'm like, come on, hurry up.
You know, it's interesting. The weather.
Can you guys talk sports?
Yeah, please talk sports. But with my dog, like, she hates the rain usually, right? You know how the dogs are with the rain.
Yeah.
This storm, she wanted to go out every 2 minutes. Now, there was no thunder. There was no lightning. And I think that really does have a huge impact.
It does for my dog,
you know,
too.
I think that's what it was because we're like, oh, it's raining. She'll never go out. But every 5 minutes, she's at the door wanting to go out. Now, it wasn't peeing because she'd get out there and, you know, prance around on the dirt and go, ugh.
Did she think it was raining cats and dogs?
She did, yeah. She was looking for friends. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because my buddy's little beagle, little Ruby, she'll sit out on the patio underneath the overhang and just stare out there. And we have a theory. Now, this is a garage theory.
Sure.
That when it rains, all the smells are amplified.
Yeah.
So they can kind of get out there. Oh, they can kind of get the idea of, like, everything that's going on. I don't know if that theory's true.
Yeah.
A lot of...
I'll work with that.
Exhales going on in there, but like she just will sit out there stoic and just, and we'll be like, Rube, get inside.
Don't you like the smell though?
Absolutely. Right. I love that. My favorite is the smell of rain before the rain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. That is a good smell. Yeah.
And I'm still trying to listen to John Fogerty because he says, have you ever seen the rain?
Have you ever
seen the rain?
And then I don't know what he says in the next
coming line. Down on a sunny day.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think. You know, it's like, don't bring me down. You think you know what they're saying in that song, but you really don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, like revved up like a deuce.
Yeah, right, exactly, a deuce. But no, I think it is. I think it's coming down on a sunny day. Oh, was it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a Bruce. That's on, I believe it's on Greetings from Asbury Park.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go back and listen to that. I had no idea that was one. Then learn something new every day.
You're right, Bob. Yeah.
Am I right?
You're right.
Okay, good. That's what I always thought it was, you know, but I never knew.
Do you think Brian Kelly was listening to CCR before he got, he's like, we're going to be tining and mining down here, boys. Like, when did you turn into Fogerty, man? He's got more wins than you do.
Brian Kelly, is there a person like everybody just does not like universally like this guy right now?
He's
right
up there. Yeah, he's a top five, Richard.
He really is. Yeah. I mean, this guy's a jerk. And some of the stories that are coming out about him, one former player said, yeah, he liked me until I got hurt and then wouldn't speak to me.
Wow.
I mean, like just a total jerk, man. Just a total douche.
He's like Bud Kilmer.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, but that's a movie. That's a character. That's fake. But Brian Kelly's that real guy. I mean, people forget the stuff that took place at Notre Dame and all of that is starting to resurface, you know, again, where he had that, you know, that student up in the tower videotaping and ended up losing his life. And then he punched a coach on the sidelines at Notre Dame. Then he faked an accent at LSU.
This past weekend, you saw the sideline interaction with his quarterback. Yep. Like, he literally mouths, don't walk away from me. You're impossible. Or you're impossible to coach. Get the F out of it. Like, you can't do that.
No.
Like you're getting your ass kicked by a team that's, well, one of the top teams in the country in your house, your own stadium is saying, fire you, and yet you're looking like a clown talking to your quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happens when adversity hits. You're pointing fingers. You're calling everyone else.
That's why I worry about, and I know this is a really wild conversation, but that's why I worry about Brian Daboll.
Yeah. Yep.
Every single week there's this, because, hey, we were out here bitching and moaning about Travis Kelce, getting mad earlier on the season. Now, I was very pleased watching how he handled this last week, how he just walked down to the 20, walked back. Some people will say he was, but in reality, like, hey man, we had Klingon yesterday.
Yeah.
How many times in your guys' life, and I'm sure being married and engaged and having kids where something goes awry and you just go, all right.
But usually
10,
like a sour
nine, dough. Eight, seven, six. Yeah. Like that's what, when you see that happen, it's like, I'm misquoting the quote by Martin Luther King Jr., but it's like, don't judge a man's character when things are going well. Judge a man's character when things are going, you know, rough.
Right.
Now, it's not that, you know, Lee Summit, UCM education speech, but like it's much more poetic than that. But that is true. And like we would always see that in the restaurant, like when people would get like double sad at 7 o'clock and it's like, I need four waters, eight cups. And it's like, hey, calm down. And I'll be fair, I was that guy every once in a while.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, somebody would check my ass, but hey. In 10 minutes, you'll be standing here wanting another table.
It's right.
Like, okay, fair enough. And Daboll's the same way. Like, you watch him coach, and you're like, hey, man, you're the leader. Like, your composure reflects everybody else. You know, we have a boss that has, like, really good composure. Like, never is mad, never is sad. Never, you wouldn't even know if Speck's dog died when he came in here. And, like, that's good to work with somebody like that instead of somebody like you've had before where they open the door like, the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Like, Dude, no, it wasn't
even opening the door. It was rapping on the glass and giving me the come here signal through the glass.
Doing the Mahomes?
Yeah, doing the yeah, absolutely. And this was like 2010, 2011, yeah. so well before Mahomes. But you're making the case why Andy Reid is the greatest, why Ned Yost was fantastic, why Q is a great manager as well.
And then when they do get mad, you listen because you're like, this is an obscurity. This is different. Like, something's gone wrong.
It's funny that we sit here and a lot of times, you know, the sports fans will say, somebody's got to get mad. Somebody's got to get angry.
At times,
right? And then they do, and then everybody's like, that guy's got to calm down a little bit, man. You can't act like that on this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like right, yes. right? Like, that's it happens toxic. All the time. You can't be doing that. I mean, people ripping Travis Kelce the other night Kelce for going out there and you know, blowing off a little steam on the sidelines. But you talk to Josh, man, that happens almost every play. There's somebody down there blowing off steam on the sidelines. It is a physical, emotional game. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I was kind of thinking about it, you know, like driving in about like what football really is. I mean, essentially it's kids playing a game and we're all paying big money to watch these guys go out there. But it's so much more than that, right? It's so much more on a higher level. Jobs are on the line every play, every day, every minute. Money's on the line. Wins are on the line. Like, it is intense down there. And sometimes you are going to blow off a little steam on the sidelines, and that's okay. But for your leader, as Dusty was talking about, you don't want Brian Daboll. Did you see the meme yesterday where he's beating up the ref and all that kind of stuff, which is really funny? Yeah. Obviously AI and fake. But
what was the number you got fined for going into the tent?
$200,000, I thought, or something like that. I thought it was a big number. And
it was him and Scatabu.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Scatabu's like, dude, my leg's broke. All right, you still have to pay the money. Like, imagine you Goodell, like, you're laying in your hospital bed, you got a cheesesteak and a pizza, Big Dom's came in, you're like, life's good. And then Goodell's like, you got that money for the fine?
He's and
like,
Big Dom closes the door and goes, I got this, but here's what's going to happen. You got the pizza, you got the cheesesteaks, you got the $200,000, you're never scoring against the Eagles again. Do you understand me?
Goodell walks in, he's like, everything's fine. It's been taken care of. Why are you so disheveled? It's fine.
Why is Big Dom in the room with a giant? I mean, but no.
Why is there a Super Bowl imprint on your forehead, Roger? Coming out of the bathroom like Ace Ventura.
But honestly, though, you got to be calm. You do. As the leader, you've got to be calm. Sure. You got to be cool. You got to be collected. And Brian Kelly just wasn't that. And you have to know how to manage people. I mean,
family.
People, you know, it goes back to the
worry for his wife.
Oh, my God. He was eating dinner by himself the other day, which was outstanding. Lunch. In some restaurant. Oh, it was lunch in Baton Rouge. And somebody got a picture of it. I mean, like,
the quote was the best.
I've seen
this man
so many.
Looked at his bank account and said, I'll take the large queso without even thinking about it. I'm like, that's us at Cactus on a Friday when we get paid. Large, yes.
Yes, Ryan, bring the large case to Fresca. Yeah, the big one. But I mean, that it's so funny. Like, he's by himself, and I'm sure nobody wants to be with that guy. He's going to have a very hard time finding jobs. And I've always said this because there's been people in our industry that have gotten fired, and on their way up, they were a jerk to everybody. And then you see them get fired, right?
Yeah, that guy said that Mahomes and Kelce were fat.
Fat, right. Yeah, that guy that said Mahomes was out of shape this year. Remember those comments, right? And then you get, you know, let go, and then you're on your way down, and there's nobody there to catch you because you weren't nice to anybody on your way up, right? And that's Brian Kelly in a nutshell. Like, who's his ally right now? Who's going to come defend that guy? Because the minute he was fired, guys, this is how you know somebody's a jerk. Mm. The minute that guy was fired, all of the stuff started to come out. Like, immediately. There was no waiting for anything. The floodgates opened, and it was on.
Talking about Bob Sutton?
Yes, I am.
That was the same situation.
Yeah.
Andy was like, yeah, you know, Bob, he's our guy, defense coordinator. After the season's over, Bob Sutton's fired. You know, he didn't do adjustments, wasn't really nice to players, kind of a jerk. You're like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, but you have to be a good human being. And Brian Kelly, clearly, I mean, you're watching the performance right now. It just didn't work that way. So I don't feel sorry for that guy one iota, man. I really don't. And quite honestly, I hope he doesn't get another job. I wouldn't hire him to coach my little league team right now because I don't think he's good with people. You need somebody that's good with people. You need somebody that understands that we're kind of, you know, as Dayton used to talk about, we're raising men here. We're not, you know, just raising football players.
And I'm glad you said
here.
That to give an example of exactly what we're talking about with Brian Kelly that can hit home, not too long ago, to know how good you have it now, Matheny.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Every game was win or lose. You play 162 and he never realized it.
Right.
Guy makes an error in the second inning. What the hell?
Right.
It's like, dude, seven more innings, dude.
It's
spring training.
Yeah, don't worry about that kind of stuff. But that's the way you have to be. You know, you're raising men and you want those guys to walk out of your program being good human beings. And if you're not embracing them and you know, being that true leader and being that mentor and being that coach, what are we really doing here? And I saw so many quotes about Brian Kelly yesterday that said all he cared about was money. All he cared about was the money.
And his family.
Yeah, family. Ooh. His family. But all he cared about was the money in all of this. And that's just no way to operate when you're trying to run a football program. And LSU, they're talking about Dan Mullen being the leading candidate now to get that job at LSU.
I've got theories.
But they need somebody to come in that's going to mend the community, man, and bring everybody back together. And that's what you need.
So we talk about it all the time, and I know we got about a minute to go here, because Mac, you're an SEC guy. Shout out to the Vols. I had a couple of Mizzou buddies call me last night, mm-hmm. and they are in panic mode.
Yeah.
They think Drink is gone.
They do. I know. It's crazy.
Florida Drink, or Penn State?
Florida.
Okay. Florida. Florida's the one.
I've thought of a triangle, because how much do we love the drama in the NBA in the offseason?
That's
the
best. How
much do we love all the drama outside of what gets played on the gridiron or the court or the field or the pitch, whatever?
As soon as the game's over, we're talking trade rumors. We're talking, right? You know, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, we love it.
How about if this happens? Because this is, and text line 913-586-7965. For those of you in the 816 that are Mizzou fans, or maybe you're in the 913 and you're a Mizzou fan, what if this happens? What if Drink goes to Florida? Because mm-hmm. take your tiger stripes off your heart and don't let your bias bleed. What's the better job?
It's Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida.
So
I think, but I said it's Florida.
Not in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mizzou's on the come, guys. Like the
overall,
whole,
yeah. Why are they on the come?
Drink.
Because he can recruit. You get down to that Florida pipeline, dude, and he can do that. Plus, he's going to take half his team in Missouri and go to Florida. Here's the other thing. Okay, Missouri. Shoot, what do we do? James Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Home run hire for a Missouri school, in my opinion. And then you look at the LSU job. Well, who goes there? Well, let's really start a fire in the SEC and let Lane Kiffin go to LSU.
Oh, yeah, that would be outstanding,
right? And watch
right?
Ole Miss just absolutely have a lynch mob outside his house. But how great is that drama, and how much does that build something that Dion got you back into because of the drama, because of the entertainment? You start that little triangle of a trade. Franklin goes to Mizzou, Drink goes to Florida, and Lane goes to LSU.
See, I would have said one step further. I would, if I'm LSU, I'm calling Saban. I'm bringing him back to mend the family.
Oh, wow.
I think
he likes what he's doing right now.
I know, and he's really good at it. You're 100% right. Like I would make the call.
He just saw Bill Belichick come back. I don't think he wants to.
No, he doesn't. But I would still make the call. I mean, he did win a national championship there. I'd call Ed Orgeron. I think this is a hire. This is a hire that needs to be made to mend fences, to bring everybody together, to say, hey, we are family after this guy left. Because that was the quote that the athletic director gave at the end of the press release for LSU and for Brian Kelly, was we've got to find somebody who understands our culture, who understands kind of our family, who understands who we are. And that's important in college. And they need that great uniter to kind of come in and unite things there at LSU. And Drink, if Drink goes to Florida and LSU ends up getting, you know, Lane Kiffin and James Franklin goes to Missouri, I think of all three of those things, Missouri fans would be the most disappointed in all of that, I would imagine. Because James Franklin, while a great name and he's done good things, do Missouri fans get excited about James Franklin?
Yeah, because he is Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah, but he can't win that big one now. And he's got that,
Drink.
I know. But James has that over his head more than Drink does, I think, coming into this thing, right? I don't know. Does James Franklin move the needle for Missouri fans? You have more Missouri. You think so?
I think
okay.
so. I think so.
He's a top 10 college football coach.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes a change is necessary.
Exactly.
You know,
and it's a quick
places.
Change. It's like Andy from Philly to Kansas City.
Yeah.
What can you bring over?
Have you ever seen that act quick change at a basketball game where they put up the curtain and they change their outfit and they put it down in 2 seconds?
Wow.
Do a video search of quick change. It is the best. It is outstanding.
That's cool.
Your face lit up. That's what I said. Go look this thing up.
Yeah.
You will love it. Yes.
Somebody who will light up and you will love it is Binkley. He will join us in about 30 minutes. Coming up on the other side, Bob gets dumber when he watches ESPN. MVP number for Patrick Mahomes, and he's back. And there's one guy who it's really important to. We'll explain next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hello, America.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Welcome back to Kansas City, Mike Pinnell. That's how we start this groove. This is Slap Your Mama by the Groove Tenders.
I like that.
Wednesday morning here. It's going to look like this all day.
2 o'clock, it's supposed to be sunny today.
What's on the docket for the menu tonight, boys?
I don't know. Today, my wife has got C10. They're doing a trick-or-treat for the kiddos today down at Operation Breakthrough, so she'll be going down to that.
Nice.
I made that soup last night, Dusty.
First go at it?
Yeah, first go at
it. Now you tinker.
Now you do. Now you got to tinker. You and I kind of talked about it yesterday. It is a Portuguese kale and chorizo soup. I used andouille sausage though instead of the chorizo on that, and I think I may have screwed that one up. I didn't care for the andouille sausage, but it was out of the stuff that I found at Hy-Vee was like from some like famous smokehouse up in Wisconsin. I'm like, oh, I've seen that advertised on the Brewers game on the box before. Let me buy this one. Not so good. I was very, really disappointed by that.
Yeah, it wasn't tickling your fancy.
Yeah, so yeah. I think I probably used the wrong sausage, but the soup nonetheless was good. And then, this is amazing. And Dusty had said this, he goes, oh, the lemon's really going to add a lot. I'm like, whatever. I'm not a huge lemon fan. And then I had the first batch. I'm like, squeeze a little bit of lemon in there, change the whole flavor profile.
Oh, there you go.
Whole flavor profile was changed.
It
was
smash. Great. The C in my middle name stands for culinary. Uh-huh. It doesn't. It stands for Curtis.
Oh.
Dustin Curtis Likens. That's the actual name. That's when I knew I was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear that.
Oh, yeah.
You could hear that mother's voice from down the block.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when the nights got quicker. When it gets dark, get your ass home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, bottom nine.
But see, that was the difference. Our moms were screaming at us, right? They were screaming to us to come home.
Just to get there to open the door. Oh, Amber, help her
again.
Some kids don't eat. You're right. This is really good. Love you, Mom.
You're right. Never mind. That's great. Thank you.
Random stat of the day. I just saw this. Kershaw, Stafford, Scheffler, all same high school.
That's cool. I knew, obviously, Kershaw and Stafford did. We've heard that about 1,000
times.
Who's
accomplished more?
Stafford? I don't know the answer. Kershaw, probably. I mean, he's pitched for 30
World
years.
Series MVP, two-time World Series champion.
Yeah.
MVP, Cy Young.
Yeah, there's more individual accolades for a baseball player to get easier than it is for a football player.
Maybe so. Golfer. Yeah. Well, golfer, too.
Everybody's individual.
Yeah, well, I'm saying easier than football. But, yes, most sports are probably easier than football because the only individual award Stafford can get, what, MVP, comeback player of the year?
Comeback player of the year, offensive player of the year, maybe.
All-pro.
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 MVP. So, we've listed a lot.
There's a couple. Yeah.
And Aaron Donald won Super Bowl MVP the year they won the Super Bowl, right?
I believe that's correct.
A lot of people thought it could have gone to Cup.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that was the 13-7 game or something like that, right? Like, that was the final in that game?
No,
was that the close one?
It was like 28-10 or something like that. It was Cincinnati and the Rams.
It was a really close game,
It was a close game.
It came down to the last drive.
And then
Cincinnati
Donald sacked Burrow and goes, give me my ring.
That's right. That's exactly what that was. Yeah, which brings up why Mike Pinnell is back here in Kansas City. And we told you that yesterday on X, formerly Twitter, that
I didn't tell anybody that.
Pinnell is back. I did. But, we had that yesterday for you. And that's a big signing. I never thought he should have gotten cut. I thought that was a mistake all
Chris
along,
Jones.
Right? Like, I don't think anybody thought that Mike Pinnell should have gotten cut, from this team. And it makes you wonder, like, man, why did we do that? And so sometimes you make mistakes, as we've talked about. Not everybody is perfect, even Brett Veach and Brett Veach Town. Sometimes you make those mistakes. But the worst part about making a mistake is not recognizing the mistake and rectifying the mistake and fixing that mistake. And they did that yesterday. They made that mistake in letting Mike Pinnell go, which I think was a mistake. Again, maybe there was something else that was going on. But again, we all have our opinions and whatnot. They had the rookies. They probably wanted to give them time and probably were going to give them time. And then, Norman Lear snapped his, ACL. And so he's out for the year. So you need help. So you go back to somebody that you're familiar with, that, you like, that's now on his third tour of duty here in Kansas City, Mike Pinnell. But I think Mike Pinnell is a really good football player. Like, I'm excited the fact that Mike Pinnell is coming back to this team and is going to be, kind of lining up next to Chris Jones. And you keep talking about Chris Jones wanting this guy. Like, I think Chris was pretty pissed off when he was cut, too.
Yeah, he said, bring my boy back, Mike Pinnell, a couple weeks ago in a press conference. And, Mac, I don't know if you saw this graphic yesterday on Twitter. I think Chris Jones played 30 defensive snaps, zero pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's his worst game since, 2020?
2021 playoff game against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Was that? No, the 2021 playoff game. Oh, that's the playoff game everybody forgot. That was Roethlisberger's last game. Yeah.
18-16?
No.
Oh, yeah, that one was earlier.
That was like 2016. Yeah, no, yeah. This was one. Again, you forget this playoff game because it's such an insignificant playoff game. I say that. I'm so spoiled now. Mission Hill's problems, right? Oh, that was an insignificant playoff game against Pittsburgh.
Must be nice.
Yeah, exactly. The must be nice guy. But, yeah, you very, very, very vaguely remember that game. I think it was pretty much a blowout for the Chiefs that year.
Yeah,
but
it was.
This was the quote 12 days ago.
Yeah.
What does this team miss in Mike Pinnell? Chris Jones said everything, and hopefully, you know, life throws a full circle and we get my guy back. Mike Pinnell is a heck of a locker room guy, and you know so many things I can say about my brother. We've got to get my brother back.
Yeah, and they did, and they got him back yesterday, and that's a great signing for the Chiefs. And again, you made a mistake. You corrected that mistake. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Yeah, I effed that up. Let me go get the guy's available now. Let's bring him back in here. And even if you don't think he is the perfect fit, and I'm talking about the organization, right? You know he's a perfect fit for your guys out there. And your guys are out there busting their ass.
Like Adam Frazier.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And you bring those guys back into your locker room that may not fill up the stat sheet, but there's just something about them that works. You're right. The Adam Frazier thing, the Raul Labanez type of move. There's certain guys that come in that are just those glue guys. I hate to say this one because I know everybody's going to throw tomatoes at me. Daniel Sorensen was kind of that guy. Like, I know from an outsider standpoint, the fans are like, oh, Dan Sorensen, that guy made plays. That guy had moments. That guy was that kind of that guy that, you know, brought everything together and is doing his deal. And so now I'm hoping, and I think you are as well, Dusty, this helps Chris Jones out a little bit, getting to that quarterback. Because if you're not pressuring the quarterback, what are we doing here, right?
Yeah, I saw this yesterday from How About Those Chiefs, wonderful podcast, great insight. If you want to check them out, he's got some really good stuff on his socials and his podcast. And he put this, man, what the heck? Per NFL Pro, Chris Jones was held without a pressure across 30 pass rushes against the Commanders. Only 5 of his 30 pass rushes resulted in a positive rush. That the last time Jones was held without a pressure was the 2021 wildcard game against the Steelers. Maybe that's a big reason why Washington in the first half was getting 5 yards a play.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is an anomaly. This has now happened twice in the last 5 years or 4 years, whatever you want to say, but that is an eye-opening stat for me, at least, because if Chris Jones is going to consistently get double-teamed and it's going to be a tough time for him to get back there, then, you know, at least get some sort of pressure in there. Like, if you're not going to get, I think he has, what, 1 sack on the season? If you're not going to get the sacks, like, you got to be able to get to the pressure of the quarterback, and to see that against Washington, and I don't know enough about their offensive line, about how great it is. I know Laramie Tunsil was in and out that game.
Yeah.
But that, to me, is a little bit of a concern. And I think the biggest thing that Mike Pinnell brings is maybe a little bit of a surge in Chris Jones. And I know that that might sound, you know, fanboyish of, you know, being a local media guy. But again, you put that guy in the defensive line, you know how he works, you know his tendencies. He knows when Chris is going to get this sort of maybe like a chip or maybe a double, and then he can do whatever he needs to do. Because somebody's going to have to be that guy. Now, Carl Loftus had a good game on Monday night as well, and he kind of took advantage of that for once. But it would be nice to see if Mike Pinnell can bring that presence of not only another guy in the line, not only another guy in your locker room that understands this team and what it needs to do to get through, but also Mike Pinnell kind of has a chip on his shoulder as well. Like, the Chiefs did not want him on the team this year.
Right.
Clearly and evidently obvious. They brought him back. So now the momentum has shifted back to him. So whether they called him and had a bouquet of flowers and a box of chocolates and all this sort of stuff, said, hey, Mike, maybe we missed the bag here. Maybe we messed up. Welcome back. Yeah, I'm going to show you why you messed up.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
And also this guy next to you, 95, who's your boy, your man at the front line that goes to the war with you. All right, let's see this happen again. And then all of a sudden, you get that against Buffalo because you are going to need to pressure this quarterback.
That's right.
More than you think, because he's got a guy in number four that he can dump it off and he can do whatever he wants with his legs and his vision and cook. And if Josh Allen has time to throw, it ain't Marcus Mariota. It ain't Geno Smith. It ain't injured Lamar Jackson. It's Josh frickin' Allen. Right. And you got to be able to make him mess up.
You do. And look, we all talked about getting Xavier Worthy back, getting Rashee Rice back, and what that was going to do for the offense and how much that was going to help Travis Kelce. Well, the same applies on the defensive side as well. If Chris Jones is the only defensive lineman that's doing anything along that front four, well, then, yeah, they're going to triple team him. They're going to quadruple team him. Now you bring in a guy like Mike Pinnell, and hopefully he can be a guy that applies some pressure and has to be accounted for, you know, on every single play. And then hopefully that opens things up for Chris Jones, just like it has for Travis Kelce, just like it has for Xavier Worthy, just like it has for Hollywood Brown. Having your full complement of players is how you go out there and truly win. And I saw a quote from the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts this morning, and they were talking about his 7-1 start. He goes, I don't really care about that. The season, it comes down to November and December, and that's where we are right now with the Chiefs. We're done. We're done with the preseason. It's over. October, September, all of that has been put away, and it means absolutely nothing with these final 2 months. So you want to put your best foot forward as you go forward in November and December, and you've got this big Buffalo game coming up. You've got a Denver attack that obviously they've got a running back to score in 3-4 touchdowns a game. Then you've got the Indianapolis Colts coming up, and you know, and their running game is absolutely outstanding, as we know. So you're going to need guys on the defensive line stopping the run and getting to the quarterback. And you're going to need guys on the defensive line that take the attention from the offensive line as well, so they're not slipping up into, you know, and I'm getting really dorky here, but slipping up to that second level of defense. And
yeah, then we don't need nerds in sports.
I know, we don't, but if Mike Pinnell can hold space, how better is that for the linebackers to run around back there, right? Like, and again, that's not nerdy. That's just football nerd. That's not, well, if a 6-1, half a dozen of the other carry the X, you know, Y squared. No, we're not doing that, nerd.
No, that's what your kids are doing at home for homework.
It's unbelievable. No
Dad,
idea.
Dad, can you help me with homework? Absolutely.
Oh no, we
not.
Got a math tutor, Dusty. We got the math tutor. Hour a week, you go to the math tutor, you figure this thing out, because we don't. But that's what you have to do. You have to get these guys to respect that defensive line. These guys, I'm talking about the offensive line, not just slip out and then all of a sudden Nick Bolton's, you know, being mugged and, you know, other linebackers are being taken down by the offensive line, because the D line, in theory, is essentially what the offensive line is. Block those guys up front so your skill position players can go out there and make plays. And that really hasn't been happening all that much on the D line. I'm so excited about this move. I love Mike Pinnell. It's like I love Sammy Watkins.
Won't you marry him?
Yeah, right. It's just certain players like that you just look at and you go, I understand what you do here. I get who you are. I understand your fit, and I understand why things are so successful.
Is anybody on the roster honing the 69 jersey, or is it waiting for Mike Pinnell?
I think it's probably waiting for him,
because he's been 64 and 69.
Right. 67 he'll go with this time.
And the last two...
Because 6-7 is not taken. If you're Mike Pinnell, dear you God. Go with 6-7.
6-7, yes.
And then you're out there doing this the whole time. You know.
The last two Super Bowls the Chiefs have won, Mike Pinnell has joined the team
mid-season.
The last two times that they've lost, he was on the team the whole year. So bang, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's keep following this track.
Smash.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so excited. Like, this is such a minor move, but it has me so happy. It really does. It's such a great move.
Also, there's a Super Bowl being played this weekend at Orchard Park, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it is.
And I think one Jim Nance is ready.
Well, I think that they need...
All right, play from your computer, and maybe it won't come out of the right side of everyone's speaker in the car as we get to Jim Nance here, because he's excited. Go ahead, Mac.
Well, I think that they each need one another. If you look at great rivalries in sport, you know, Magic needed Bird. Jack and Arnie needed one another. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady needed Manning and Peyton needed Tom. It goes with the territory. They bring out the best in one another. And you said something at the start of that question about, oh, you know, people sometimes lament, poor Josh, he can't get it done in the postseason. He hadn't done anything wrong.
That's
He's played brilliantly in those games.
So Nance is ready.
Yeah, sounds sick, though, didn't he, a little bit? Didn't he sound a little under the weather to you guys?
He's just probably tired. He's doing a lot of football this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is, we're back. It's Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, you know, at first you don't agree with what's going on there, that, you know, player needs player. But, like,
yeah.
You think about what he mentions, where Arnie needed Jack and Tom needed Peyton, and you can go down the list forever and ever and ever. And we talk about what creates a rivalry in sports, and that is the consistency has to be there, but from both sides.
Both sides.
Right? Buffalo always wins this game.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it. It's always been close. And then the playoffs, they play again, and the Chiefs seem to have the advantage every single time, right? Allen's 0-4 against Mahomes in the playoffs, but I think he's, what, like 3-1 in the regular season or something like that against
him? Yeah, 3-1 or 2-2, there's something like that.
And this is a game that the reason why it's a rivalry is because you go into this game and – you'll get calls, you'll get texts, you'll get, you know, asked to do things for other radio stations, and it'll be, how do you see this one going out? And I tell people the same thing every single time this game happens. I honestly have no idea. I can tell you what I think is going to happen, but this is one of those games when these two quarterbacks play, you can throw out the top five defenses, you can throw out the bottom tier offenses, And you could say, well, Buffalo's defense is really shata, right? It's not good. And their offense is led by Josh Allen and James Cook. And Patrick Mahomes is the MVP of the league. And their offense is clicking. And their defense is really good. And the final score is 35-37. You're like, what did I just watch? I don't know. But I need a cigarette and I need 5 minutes.
Well, and this is also, too, one of those situations where we're seeing the greatest individual rivalry in sports right now. And there's nothing better than Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes when it comes to that one-on-one. And I saw Jim Nance's comments yesterday. And I was like, the headline was, you know, they need each other. And I'm like, eh. And then I read the story. Amazing what happens when you read a story, right? It's like, oh, okay, I see where he's coming from on that. And he's absolutely right about that. It is the 1v1 rivalry that is the best in American professional sports right now. It's obviously the best one in the NFL. There's nothing better than those two going at it. And part of the reason why it's good, as Dusty mentioned, it is both-sided. Each team wins. There's an obvious, genuine respect for each other out there. And everybody leaves it on the field when these two teams play. And he was comparing, you know, all of these great rivalries that we saw in sports history, Magic and Bird and Arnie and Jack and all that kind of stuff. He never mentioned Jordan, right? And I was thinking about that. I don't know that Jordan had an individual rival when he was playing. And then he never mentioned Tiger either. And I was thinking, was it Tiger and Phil or is it Tiger and everybody else?
So it's funny you say that because every matchup he mentions, there is a clear one and two.
Yes.
Right? Arnie, Jack.
Jack
was one, Arnie was two. But every once in a while, Arnie was one.
Right.
Mahomes and Allen.
Right.
Mahomes 1-1-1. Allen's the MVP. You look at Magic and Bird. I mean, I didn't grow up in that era, but at 1 year, you'd be like, Magic Johnson's best player in the NBA. Next year, you'd be like, dude, it's Larry Bird.
Did you watch that Hollywood Time or whatever? Winning Showtime, Time?
Or winning time.
Did you watch that?
Yes.
Yeah, so you understand
John
what that
Riley
right?
was amazing.
Awesome. I can't believe they canceled that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, unless they were threatening lawsuits.
It's making the wrong people upset.
Yeah, right? Is that what it was? Making the wrong people
Jerry
upset?
Well, Jerry West was not very happy with the way they portrayed him in that.
He was dead.
Oh, that's right.
When it came out,
Jerry West. I was thinking of Jerry Buss.
No. Oh, Jerry West, when it came out, he was like, this is BS. Yeah. This is not me. And they're like, so you're acting like the guy that we're actually portraying you to be, the guy that you're actually acting like?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But I thought it was just a great... I thought they did a great job of history and telling the story and letting it, like... I'm older, obviously, than you guys, but I don't remember any of that Magic and Bird stuff. That was really before my time, too. I don't remember the Lakers ever being...
I just wanted Genie Buss.
Yeah. Oh, well, Jay Moore, congratulations.
Yeah.
But you watch it and you start to realize what that was like and what those rivalries were like. But, you know, Mahomes and Allen are it. I mean, we've tried to say Burrow. We've tried to say Lamar.
But who's the number one quarterback in the NFL?
It's Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. That's it. There's nobody else part of that conversation. This is the Manning versus Brady, and we had the clear-cut number one there. It was Tom Brady. There's no doubt about it. And so I love the fact that we do have this rivalry. And I do think after listening to Jim's comments, I'm like, yeah, they do need each other. It's fun to have this rivalry. It's awesome to have this rivalry. It's cool this week at 6:30 in the morning as we're getting ready for, you know, Buffalo this weekend. I got the adrenaline going. I got the goosebumps going. Like, I'm ready for this game. I'm excited for this game. This has got the feel of big time on Sunday afternoon.
MJ didn't have an individual. I would say it was the Pistons.
Yeah the team. He had a whole team.
But yeah, there was not an individual.
But once he got rid of them early on in the 90s, then maybe the Knicks.
Well, it's also because nobody could hold Jordan's sack.
Right.
Like, just straight
up. How many people can really hold Mahomes right now? How many people could hold Tigers at that time? I think Tiger and Mahomes and Jordan, they're kind of in a different category than everybody else. I mean, those guys, the three of those guys may be the three best, and Tom Brady I'll put into that category. They may be the four best winners, intense athletes that we've seen in our lifetimes. Now, that really is annoying in the one ear, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, one ear sucks. And out the other, as we continue to battle the technical difficulties here, but our weekly poll segment, since Halloween is Friday, gear up, no doubt, no pun intended, Halloween costumes, let us know what you're going to be. But we go with, what's the best candy bar? Snickers, Reese's, Twix, Butterfinger.
It's Reese's for me.
For sure?
Yeah.
Not even close?
Not even close, yeah.
Don't sleep on the Butterfinger.
No, man. I love the Butterfinger. Mm. The Butterfinger's good. You better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
He said you better not?
Yeah. That's right, I did.
Load management.
I just want to win, Jim.
But yeah, so weekly poll question on the Fan 965. Best candy bar because it is Halloween themed. Snickers, Reese's, Twix, Butterfinger. We get to Jay Binkley on the other side. We'll have him answer the question. He's going to do this. Let me tell you something, Dustman. You read a zero bar? That's right. He's into zero bars.
No, he isn't.
We go from zero to hero with Jay Binkley on the other side on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
There's juice all over the place. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Jay Binkley time. Before we get to Jay Binkley, because I think he'll appreciate this. I think you guys will too. So last night I'm in the garage and I hear a knock at my door.
Uh-oh.
I have no expectations of anybody coming over. And shout out to my buddy Brian and his daughters, the Oxleys.
Mm-hmm.
I got booed last night. I don't know if this is a new thing. They dropped off a bag of candy and booze.
Oh, that's nice. I've never heard that. That's cool.
You got booed by the Oxley girls. I said, thanks, ladies.
Aww, so that's cool.
A couple little shooters, some bags of candy in there.
Huh.
Maybe it's sympathetic because I don't have any, you know, any, like, Dusty won't get any, you know, any experience. Knock, here it is. And then I went out and grabbed the bag, and then he's walking around. He's got a van that says the dad wagon.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Nice.
And he drives away and goes, happy Halloween. And I'm like, oh, hey, thanks, guys.
Awesome. Yeah.
I got booed last night.
That's cool.
Out to the Oxley girls.
I never heard that before. I was walking the other day on the Indian Creek Trail, and somebody hung up little ghosts in the trees all over the place. It's cool. You know,
it's fun. Right, it kind of warmed up my heart a little bit. I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Do this. It's pissing rain. It's cold. It's windy.
Right.
Dropped it. Knocked. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Who's here? Scared the piss out of me.
See how a little thing like that just makes somebody's day? It's true. It really does. Just
wonder
a little
we
thing like
the way
that.
We do.
Yep.
So shout out to the Oxy girls. Get to school and be nice to your father and
UPS
your
gag came to my house yesterday. I was very excited. He knocked on the door and dropped the package off.
Watch the South Park episode about the UPS guy. Binkley, what does Mike Pinnell, being back in Kansas City, do for you, sir?
You know what? I know that people are excited about that. I don't think I've ever seen the excitement from Chiefs fans from a guy coming to the team that was cut from the worst defense in the NFL. There was a lot of excitement from that. Listen, I like Mike Pinnell. I like his attitude. I like his aggression. I loved him in the Super Bowl a few years ago because he had that toughness about him I really like. And I like the guy, but, you know, it is what it is. It is a savior for this team. They don't need a savior. It's already a top five defense. And, again, look at where you were cut from, released from. I mean, it does make a bit of a difference.
Well, yes and no. I mean, sometimes guys are just good fits here, and Dusty made the great example of Adam Frazier earlier. I mean, it seems like Mike Pinnell is more than just an on-field type of guy, but also somebody that Chris Jones clearly feels comfortable playing next and maybe needs at this point in time, Jay.
No, I'm with you on that. He definitely fits this team, and I thought he was going to make this team coming out of training camp, to be honest with you. Like, I was really surprised he wasn't just a part of this team. I mean, I think that's probably what I would have done. I would have kept him around here. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to get overly excited that this is the end-all, be-all. Would I still like him to go out and get a Calais Campbell, somebody like that? Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Binkley,
should this be the end-all, be-all? Should they still be involved in the trade market?
Right.
Yes, they should, and I think they will.
Yeah, you bring up the trade market, and I was listening to Carrington yesterday when I was doing that event at Verizon. He brought up a good point. Pacheco's knee gets, you know, kind of popped yesterday, no pun intended, but it gets hit in that game on Monday night against the Commanders. I have a feeling it's either going to be Clyde or Elijah Mitchell that gets called up, but you kind of think maybe go dip in the running back trade deadline before November 4th?
Yeah, I probably would. I think you're right, Dusty. I think Elijah Mitchell might be the guy before Clyde because, I mean, he does have the speed. It does fit in with the Chiefs. It's like a 4.32 speed, so he's got that part about him. And let's not forget, he was actually given more money to come to the Chiefs last year than Kareem Hunt was. He had more guaranteed money and bigger contract than Kareem Hunt. They really liked him. It just hadn't panned out. But the Chiefs do that with running backs sometimes. They do shelve them, just like you know, Jet McKinnon would come in and block and be that kind of guy. Then around week 7 or 8 or something, they'd start unleashing him and throwing to him out of the backfield and be different. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind them still doing that. It does change things a bit with how productive they've been. But, you know, Kareem Hunt was banged up a couple of weeks ago. Luckily, he came back for the Chiefs because he's been ultimately important on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1. But in Alvin Kamara, he doesn't seem like he wants to be traded or anything. Breece Hall makes a ton of sense. But, again, what do you want to do? Do you have to pay him a new contract? Because I don't think the Chiefs would up Breece Hall going forward. They'd use him for a couple months, and I don't think he's at the stage of his career. He'd be a rental player. He wants that extra contract, and I think the Chiefs can do that through the draft. But I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs brought in depth at the running back position, along with defensive line. I know everybody's looking at defensive line and defensive end, which is clearly a depth move, and obviously Mike Pinnell adds that for the Chiefs. Hopefully that works out for him. But I don't think they stop there. I do see him adding a running back, because here's the thing. You're only one play away. You're only one play away from, oh, no, we need running back depth. I mean, let's not forget. I mean, it took this, you know, running game. It took Patrick Mahomes running around like crazy the first couple weeks of the season because the running game wasn't up to par. And then all of a sudden you start having guys that are getting back up to par getting hurt, adding influx to that. Because, again, it's pushing all in to win the title this year.
Yeah, and that's why I would be stunned if they went out and got a running back right now. You know, you're seeing the emergence of Breshard Smith. You mentioned the two running backs that they still have on the practice squad. I think the Chiefs right now would be very hard-pressed to spend draft capital to go out and get a rental at the running back position, right? And they don't
have it.
No, and then, you know, you mentioned Breece Hall. He's going to want another contract. You know, you get to that point where you can find that guy, you know, in the draft, and I would use that draft capital, you know, for the defensive line situation and getting some help along the defensive line. All right, let's switch a little bit to college football. I know you do. What do we take away from the Sunflower Showdown? Did Klieman keep his job, and is now Lance Lightbulb on the hot seat?
You know what? I think so. I think it kind of switched places, but I think Kansas is in a rough situation here. There's 12 job openings. Not only the 7 in the Power 4 conferences, but there's 2 college programs that started off the season with interim coaches like Stanford that they'll be looking for other coaches. So there's a long list of coaches right now, and Kansas kind of behind the 8-ball as far as that's concerned. It was a fun rivalry. Listen, it's a great rivalry. It's been around for 123 years. But Kansas State has won 17 in a row, and I was thinking about it. I was like, man, they're freshmen at KU. There's freshmen at KU that have never seen KU beat Kansas State. Think about that. Yeah. You know, 18 years old. And even the seniors that are 3 and 4, they never remember, you know, at 3 and 4 years old, KU beating K-State. Can you imagine that, Bob? A whole lifetime, a whole generation has never seen something as simple as KU beating K-State at football. That's insane.
Right. So do you think Lance is on the hot seat now in Lawrence?
You know what? I think a little bit, but then again, I've always liked Lance Leipold, and I do think he can turn around. I'd give him a little bit longer to do it because, again, who are you going to go out and get? And the one thing with Leipold was, what's that?
No, I'm kidding. I said Brian Kelly, but I'm not being serious about that.
Yeah, Brian would come. But think about Lance Leipold. He was, you know, he did extremely well at Buffalo, won 6 national titles at E3. So, yeah, I understand why he's there. But it also was a guy that wasn't going to leave. Like, there's a lot of guys that go out and grab somebody from the MAC or the Sun Belt, and they come in there for a year or two, and they don't build anything long-term, they bolt to the next big opening that happens in college football, which is happening all the time. So, yeah, I think Lance can be the guy. He's got to change his coaching staff around, that's for sure. I'd give him a chance to change the coaching staff around a little bit and see what he can do with his recruiting class next year before you make a move. But is the seat hot? It certainly should be.
Beakley, I want to bring this up real quick. Coaching parlay. How about this one? Drinkwitz goes to Florida, Kiffin goes to LSU, and James Franklin goes to Mizzou.
It's certainly not a bad thought, although I do think either one of those two guys will end up getting a lucrative contract and staying put. A lot of these coaches, like Kurt Cignetti, they got paid at Indiana. Mm-hmm. You know, he stayed there. They ponied up and they paid him to stay there. Could I see Missouri paying up to keep Eli, or could I see Lane Kiffin? Because Lane Kiffin's been putting out some weird messages, like he's really happy where he's at. It's not always been about money with Lane Kiffin.
Sure.
But all this money that these coaches are making, I think that one or two, or maybe both of those guys stay where they're at, but they're doing the Bob Stoops method of getting paid. There's a job opening, and they're putting it out there, then all of a sudden they're getting that major contract. But Franklin, yeah, I mean, I could see him getting back into the mix in Missouri, but he's got 49 million reasons to not coach.
Yeah, a lot. All of them have a millions of reasons to not coach. 169 million in total buyouts this year, right?
169 million. Brian Kelly, over 50 million. Looks like one donor at LSU is the rumors that's going to be paying most of that. Can you imagine one guy paying all that? These donors at these schools, so they get calls to get money, like to help with the stadium like Kansas is doing. Then they get another call to help with the name, image, and likeness money. Then you get another call to fire a coach. And you get another call to hire the next one. I mean, these schools continue to go to these donors. And you wonder why these donors want to say in the program when it comes down to it. It's because they keep giving millions of dollars to them.
No doubt. If you had $1 million, how many zero bars would you buy?
Many. Many. Yeah.
Is that
a classic candy?
Is that your favorite?
No, I think honestly, as far as classic candy bars, just some candy bar I like is be Snickers. Ugh. Butterfinger would be two, but I had to freeze them both.
Okay.
Any kind of candy bar should be in the freezer when you pull out and enjoy. So Snickers or Butterfinger. I'm a huge fan of Reese's, but I don't consider it a candy bar.
Okay. All right. We'll get to
it. What do you consider it?
Candy.
Just candy.
Okay.
Nice.
Just chocolate. Like, I do love it, though. Reese's is awesome, but as far as a classic candy bar, Snickers, I think Milky Way is underrated.
If Paige Spiranek was described as a candy bar, how would you describe it?
Awesome, Dustman.
Binkley, we'll talk to you next Wednesday, buddy.
Hey, thanks for chili, Dusty.
Absolutely. That's Jay Binkley, baby. Coming up on the other side, we will dive more into what?
Did he give you your Tupperware back?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Did. It's just not the right one, but that's okay. Empty the notebook. That's what we'll tell you on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.